It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just one of those situations where you can see that it's from a scheme standpoint, it's not totally a fit. And when you know that you have a veteran player that has ambitions, that maybe you know, as a coaching staff, we can see it might not fit. We try to be proactive with that, so he has the opportunity to you know, wish him well at his next place, but he has the opportunity at the next place to do what we know he wants to do.
All right, welcome back. Good morning. Man, we're just here. Omar Kelly and I live here at Baptist Health Training Complex to last day. There's a lot of last here. This might be my last ever here.
Come on.
No. But it's our last open to the public. Last time we'll be out here for this whole thing, so we got a lot of stuff. We got to practice. I tell you, the news coming out here, and we'll get into everything from yesterday, Omar. And we have a lot of stuff. Yesterday, I really enjoyed it talking about all the different parts of this team, getting set for the second preseason game Saturday night. But yesterday, I'm watching the NFL shows. It's the same story in every camp with this injured guys.
Yeah.
Like you would think if you saw, and now they go hard, don't get me wrong. They run drills full speed, minus they don't want guys on the ground and they're not tackling.
They call it thudding.
But I got to tell you, this injury thing, I'm watching the Cleveland Browns story. Cleveland Browns, one of the best defenses, one of those teams expected to be really good again this year. You're talking about, everybody's hurt. And, hey, I heard one coach yesterday say, we're just going to play the healthy guys for this second preseason game. Healthy guys play. It'll be a combination of the back end of the 90-man roster and the front end. I can't explain. Because, by the way, I heard some of the old guys saying, you know, this is crazy. We practice twice a day. And I don't remember. You know, it was a long time
twice
ago.
Twice a day,
me.
It was physical.
But we don't remember this many injuries compared to, you know, everybody thinks it's here and everybody thinks Mike's the only one practicing like this, and he's not. This is going on everywhere, and the teams are just banged up. Everybody's banged up, and I don't know enough about it. I don't, you know, I did a little cheating in college. I can't even tell you, even start to try to figure out.
It is. I started as an intern with Jimmy Johnson. I remember the two-a-days, and I remember the Oklahoma drills. I couldn't tell you. Last time I saw Oklahoma drill was Dan Campbell, his first day, setting the tone as the interim coach for the Miami Dolphins. And it's just a different day, Joe. And then when you have players like Jalen Ramsey, who's obviously battling some soft tissue injury. He's been shut down for the entire week. And I sort of support it because Jalen was going hard for 2 weeks.
I don't think anybody's worried about Jalen except for that first game in September.
No. I'm not worried about Waddle. I'm not worried about Kendall Fuller. I'm not worried about Calais Campbell. Not anymore. Calais was looking old when camp first started. He's greased it up a little bit now, and he looks like he's ready for the season. I'm not worried about Teron Armstead. The whole point, Joe, is let's get to the games that matter. Because right now, I think the only people who are going to play in the final two exhibition games, I think starters are probably going to get a series or two just so they can get greased up, get a little sweat.
Well, I saw your stuff in the Miami Herald talking about Tua's played in this second game the last couple of years with the guy. So you expect that's going to happen again?
I do. I just think that final preseason game is mainly for guys who are tough decisions, guys who are battling for the final 20 spots on the roster, guys who are battling for the practice squad spots.
So that's my frustration with this whole thing has nothing to do with the guys you're not worried about. You know they're going to be really good. Like Jalen Ramsey is going to be really good. Jalen Ramsey didn't play half the season, came out and was the best player in the game, first game back. So my problem is with all the guys, I still don't know, and I keep hearing, well, he had a good practice last year, and this guy is really good in preseason 2 years ago.
Oh, you're talking about Eric Uzakama. I'm talking name a name then, Joe.
Cam Smith.
Oh, Cam Smith. Oh, yeah, he had a good preseason last year.
Mo, I want to see Mo. Don't tease me, Mo Kamara. I want to see those guys.
Oh, Mo Kamara? I haven't really seen much from him.
But I just want to see it. That's what this camp is kind of for. And listen, the draft picks, I believe three or four of these draft picks are going to be a big part of the offense and defense this year.
Yes.
I think when it's said and done, I don't know if it's in September. I don't know if it's in October. Maybe even November, but you're going to need those guys. And we've already seen a little bit of a teaser from the guys that played on how good four of them played.
Patrick Paul, Jalen Wright.
All those. Chop hasn't played, but Chop's making plays out here every day. So,
yes, he is.
So, listen, if you're making plays out here every day, there's a good chance when you just add the tackling that Chop's probably going to have some mistakes, but he's going to make some plays too, and so kind of for today and for Saturday, you know, I'd love to see Cam Smith. I saw you had some stuff on Cam Smith, and look, man, I don't care how he dresses, I don't care how much bling he has in his teeth. Like, I just want to see,
can you play?
Can you play, man? This is real simple. I tell everybody about Tyreek. People, oh, man, Tyreek off the field. I go, look at man, we got Tyreek Hill. Not for us to, you know, how many kids he has and you have a problem with it. Tyreek is here to be what he is right now. And people go, wow. And I go, yeah, he's here. He's paid. He's getting paid what we pay him. And they just did it again to be not only, some say, the best player on this team, most people, but maybe the best player in the whole
NFL.
League.
Yep.
So let's just
the scariest player. He's probably outside of a quarterback the scariest player in the NFL.
And then you know we got some other guys and we don't need a bunch of guys that look. It's good for our business when a bunch of them are friendly and nice, and I appreciate it. But there are some guys just want to be left alone. Like, hey man, I'm here to play football.
That's Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey, thank you. Like.
I'm just here to play football.
I saw a guy's comments yesterday. The former teammate is. He goes, I call him all the time. He's just mad. He's a mad guy. He's just all business.
Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing when he goes home, you know, he's a different guy. But when he's here, Jalen doesn't want to make small talk on the bus, before a game, after a game.
He can't make friends.
Christian was pretty much all business when he was here. Wilkins, you know, tried that, I don't have a problem. That's why they're here, man. And for the average fan, they don't care how they just want to see
production on
Sundays, Monday nights, Thursday night. They want to see really good football.
They want to see impact players. Let me ask you this question, Joe. How many players on this team do you think are impact players? Where they like change
I think we got more impact players than we've ever had on this team.
Okay.
I think we have more frontline guys. I don't think Raheem Mostert gets enough credit. You
he
have
does
21
not.
Touchdowns, and we treat Raheem because, you know, Raheem's basically doubled all his numbers from his time in the league. He was fantastic. And Powell's system. Well, listen.
No, don't put that on the system. He's a very good outside zone runner.
So everybody go, well, everybody got Mike. You know, you hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's in Mike's offense and look at everybody.
Mike numbers. Makes everybody. Mike's career.
Which, by the way, is a compliment to Mike.
Exactly. That's a great compliment to a head coach.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
The culture, the offense. Hey, I said this. I'm a big Mike fan, and as far as I'm concerned, when we love this in national media and local media, who's on the hot seat here?
Oh.
Mike is not on my hot seat.
No, Mike isn't on the hot seat. You know what I found very interesting? I was perusing social media, and somebody, I don't even remember who it was, but it was a respected NFL person. They were like, the Giants is Brian Daboll and their GM, who used to be here. I can't remember his name right now. Are they on the hot seat after two seasons? And I'm like, one, in their first season, they made the playoffs with a bad roster. Then the second season, they had their quarterback go down. Their offensive line got decimated by injuries. And, okay, they struggled. So you're telling me in year three, after year one of making the playoffs, year two of getting decimated by injuries, you're now on the hot seat, a GM and a head coach? I'm like, how much time do people have to turn around NFL franchises now?
You know what it's like.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Around here, I don't need to tell you that.
Oh, come on. Chris Gray got a lifetime contract. It's all right.
No, around here. No, but I don't mean here.
Yeah.
No. Our GM's not going anywhere either. He's done a better job, by the way, recently. And then on top of that, you know, he's really close and has a great, great relationship with people above him.
You know what it is? You got to get that hire right. Finally got it right. As a whole organization.
Yeah. So the most important thing going on here right now, and we still got to win. We haven't done enough winning. Okay, I'll start with that. We have not. Everybody agrees.
In the postseason.
Well, that's what it's about, Omar.
Yeah,
Omar, okay. You got to win in the playoffs.
Come on, Omar. 11 sells tickets, Joe. Yeah, it's disappointing that you get waxed in the playoffs.
What sells tickets is that was an entertaining product.
That was a really entertaining product.
I mean, you show up and you see things we've never seen.
Correct.
We haven't seen since Clayton and Duper running for 50 and 60 and 40 and 70.
Would you say that was a better offense than Clayton and Duper?
That offense?
I know it's a different age. It's a different.
No.
No?
No.
Why?
Because the guy throwing it.
Okay. All right. I can see that.
He just did.
I mean, but he didn't even have a running game. This was a balanced offense.
So he did have a guy to average 5 yards a carry, though. Tony Nathan. We just didn't.
Run the ball.
We basically told the world, we're going to throw it, and no matter what coverage you come out with, you're not going to win. It was and by the way, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the frontline guys that we had. Listen, Nat Moore was a really, really, really good outside receiver. It moved to the inside towards the end of his career to become, in my opinion, one of the best inside guys. And then on top of that, you know, about that time, we had two guys a little bit like these two. We had one guy that could fly. At the time, I think most people consider Mark Duper the fastest guy from his track day. He was a track guy like Tyreek, and he made himself into a really good football player. Then the other guy on the other side is a lot of people think he should be in the Hall of Fame, and Mark Clayton. And then Tony Nathan, as far as running – as a pass receiver, as good. I don't know what his numbers look like. Tony Nathan used to chew guys up, whether it was a safety or a linebacker, with the routes that we ran, stutter and go over the top, down the middle and stuff. So we just had but I'm not taking anything away from this. This thing's right there.
It was beautiful.
No, this thing last year was beautiful.
And they're going to turn the volume up, too.
But yes, they are.
Because
I can't wait. By the way, I'm with you. You know, the mystery man, Odell Beckham, there's more, you know, after. Sorry, because you and I talked about it so much yesterday. Kind of got everybody talking about. I had some people. Yeah, man, we're kind of talking about that Odell thing too, man. But this thing, this team's a lot faster than my team, by the way. Just this team. I'd have to go back and look at the explosive plays at Clayton and Duper. It was mostly those two. But I can't imagine having more explosive plays than we had last year from two running backs. when I say explosive
you'll
plays,
have more.
20 plus yard
plays. You'll have more.
You'll have more
this year.
But, yeah. But you look at the two running backs. First of all, you got running backs that are all been track guys. And then you got two guys on the outside that can fly. There's going to be a lot of big plays. You're right.
Not just that, but the tight end, Jonnu Smith. I think Durham's underrated, and I think he's developing the chemistry.
Oh, Durham's
with
not going anywhere. Durham,
but I'm saying when Durham's on the field, he's not going to produce big plays, but I still think he's going to be a factor in the offense.
And really, then, really improved from when he got here, and you know, I spent time with Durham with his route running and just being a real, like, you know, that's kind of a knock on him when he first got here, and he turned himself through work. Into you know, he's a quiet guy, doesn't say much, but he's turned himself into a really, really good football player. But the Mike thing with the chemistry. So I've been around this thing now for a long time, and I like to think that I'm not saying I'm up there in the meetings. Matter of fact, that will never happen with my mouth. But I've been around this thing, and this is the best chemistry because of this coach bringing everybody together. I mean, there's been a divide around here, man. Some would say it looked like my first marriage. There was a lot of missing parts on this thing. And it kind of came together. It's been really good the way it's come together. All right. Hey, we got a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff to get to. And big show today. Washington is in town for a practice. I'm guessing it won't be a super long practice considering him playing a couple of days here on a Saturday night. Second preseason game, Dan Quinn and his team will be down here. I'm looking forward to seeing Jaden Daniels, by the way, seeing what one of the top picks in the draft, what he's going to look like and how he throws it. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We're live here at camp, and I just want to say this this morning. You gotta see what's going on with your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, if you are looking around for something new or used and you haven't had a chance to get out to your South Florida Chevy dealer, I'm probably the wrong guy to talk to because, yeah, I've been in this Chevy family for almost 20 years now. And I will tell you, when they tell you these are the best overall products they've ever had, starting in the SUV family, and I do start with the big guys because I own a big guy, and I love my Tahoe. I can't wait to get the new 2025 here in a few months. But the Suburbans and Tahoes to the Traverse. I call the Tampa Bay preseason perfect Chevy for me, man, going up there. Trailblazer, the Equinox, the Blazer. We got something for everybody, man. We really do. It comes down to what size SUV you're looking for. But these are the best overall products we've ever had. Silverado trucks, strong, durable Silverado trucks, new and used, space style look. We got it all for you. And then from there, I got to tell you, man, qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, Blazer EVs, Equinox, Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado truck family. Got something for everybody. Convenient locations all over South Florida. Chevy, hey, let's get together and drive, South Florida.
Chop, he has gone about it the way you'd want, you'd really hope, you know, from a player perspective to really add value to the team because he is earning his respect of his teammates each and every day. And he's doing it through work, strain, how he handles coaching as a rookie. You are inundated with things that you do wrong. You're doing stuff for the first time. But what is heavily known in NFL locker rooms is everyone is watching how you handle those, whatever they are. Do you learn from it? And can we count on you to contribute as a 21, 22, 23-year-old?
All right, that was Mike and Daniel talking about Chop Robinson. Oh, yeah, Coach, you're right about that, man. Everybody wants to know what that number one pick looks like and if he's worth being that number one pick. We're live here, Baptist Health Training Complex with the Miami Dolphins. This is the last one, man. This is today, one practice against
the
Commanders, open to the public. That's Omar Kelly with us.
Joint practices are the best practices you could attend. If you can make it out here in the morning, play hooky from work, from school, I recommend you do it.
There's your recommendation of the day right there.
Absolutely. Hooky from working school. Come out here, watch some football.
Yeah.
Today is going to be better than the exhibition game. Because you're actually going to see starters go against starters.
Yeah. But listen, man.
You're going to see young rookie Jalen Daniels.
Here's the thing you always talk about that bothers me the most when I'm watching practice. I sit up there and I hear everybody going, oh, that was a sack. No, I don't know if that was a sack. Saturday night, you're going to know if it's a sack or not.
That's true, because they're taking them to the ground.
But that guy would have made that tackle. I see you guys all, he made a tackle for a three-yard loss.
You're right.
I don't know.
He could, running back could have ran through it. You're right.
Saturday night, when it's a tackle for a loss, we're going to see it's a tackle for a loss. Hey, what a tackle, man. One-on-one. Oh, my God. You know, I brought it up the other night. Like, hey, these guys, this first time they're tackling, and they look pretty good tackling.
Yeah.
A lot of guys did a nice job. We talked, about the rookie out of Cal and the tackling he did. Of course, he's a Cal guy, so, we don't get those guys a lot for me to talk about. So that was kind of special. Hey, I got to ask you. This Jalen Phillips thing has been really wild to watch because there's a lot of different parts to it, from the doctor to the trainer to the coach. And coach is sitting there. I know he wants to go. What do you think? I didn't do the surgery. I haven't rehabbed him. And of course, Jalen Phillips, he wants to go now. And so he took another step yesterday.
Yeah, he participated in 11-on-11's full activity. He'd only been allowed to do walkthroughs since coming off PUP on Monday. It looks like Jalen Phillips is ready to go and ready to go for the season. When they took him off PUP, you knew that was where the direction we were headed. I'm curious to see if they will have him out here doing joint practices, because if he does joint practices, then it's a go.
Yeah.
I don't expect to see him in a game, though.
What a hell of a story, man. A hell of a story. The work he put in, everybody's body's different. I know he's a young guy, and young guys heal a lot faster than old guys do. I get that, and I've seen it.
Oh, but he's a worker, though.
But listen, man, he seems like he's been here every day since he got injured. He's been on a mission to get back, and I give a guy a lot of credit, man. So I got to ask you, that's a nice story.
Yeah.
That's a great story. It really is. And getting all our guys
slowly
back. I
don't know if we all expected it, because I know that his goal to be ready for the season opener. But, come on, how many of us thought it was really realistic?
Well, not this far. We got a month left and before that game. So I got to ask you about the other guy. Everybody's talking about this. We talked about it yesterday, and I'm not saying everybody did it because we were talking about it, but the Odell Beckham Jr. thing, man, we can say whatever we want. I always would love to ask the coach in the front office, so did you know when we signed Odell that he was going to be out all off season and now most of camp?
They took him through a physical. I'm pretty sure it was an extensive physical considering his injury history.
Of course.
And then a couple of weeks, we went out and we drafted two receivers. And then he came back and he accepted the money that Miami had to offer. And I'm pretty sure they knew something was up medically. I'm pretty sure.
Well, not exactly a sprained ankle.
No.
I mean, this thing's been a few months.
No, yeah.
Now, yesterday, I guess he came out and wanted people to see that he's here in the chatter, obviously, because he turned up from his side and, hey, I'm close, and, man, I'm so jacked up to get – you have no idea how badly I want to get out there, which –
Well, when your quarterback says, hey – I need to throw some routes to you. I don't know you. You're a stranger to me.
Strong words from a Tua Tagovailoa.
And that's Tua. That's Tua. That's today's Tua. That's not yesterday's Tua. That's today's Tua. Tua acts like this is my team.
I would like to throw to him. I want him to see how I release him and my ball's coming from a lefty and not a righty, all that stuff.
Yeah. Tua's like, yeah. Even on the jugs machine, Tua's like, yeah, the jugs machine. It spins opposite because I'm a left-handed quarterback, and everybody's got to get used to catching my balls. Same thing with Odell. That's why they stand and Odell used to stand with Tua when he was throwing to stationary so they could just get comfortable catching his balls. I haven't even seen him do that in training camp. The Odell mystery is very intriguing. I'm at the point where I'm ruling him out for the start of the season. We'll see Odell Beckham in October. I'm just at that point right now.
Okay, and for me, it's whether we're going through all these things, and the whole league's doing this. This is not – don't think Mike's, like, doing it completely different than everybody else. And by the way, we're going to have Pete Prisco on, and we're going to talk to him about camps. And been to a bunch of them. He's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Rest day, day-to-day injuries, whatever. I just want to know guys are going to be ready to practice for a game September 3rd. That's a Tuesday, the week of the season opener against Jacksonville. That's only – honestly.
Yep.
Even if that weekend they're going, I'm close, just Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, when we come out here, are you going to be able to practice at a good pace to get ready for Jacksonville's offense and defense? That's all, man. Put the game plan in. Are you part of it or not? And so I'm trying to block out these last 24 or 25 days that we're at right now. Not sure exactly what it is.
We're 3 weeks. Yeah. You're right. It's about that.
And I'm trying to get past this, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, he had a great camp, and he's taking it right into the season. I mean, so, some guys, and it's just it's a different world. But when I hear Cleveland and I hear San Francisco, talking about two of the better teams off last year, and having trouble having enough guys to practice. And listen, they're practicing just like us.
They're close to here. they're close to that here too, where some guys are going primarily because they need extra bodies out at practice. They were kind of light on the defensive line, and that's the first time I saw Calais Campbell do two straight practices.
Yeah.
Took yesterday off. I expect him to work today against the Commanders, but I expect him to work against the Commanders because I don't expect him to play in the preseason. So
I do get your point, Omar.
It's getting – I can honestly tell you, Joe, I am seeing the rhythm of, you know, it's the maintenance program, then it's the injured guys program, then it's the old guys program. You understand what I'm saying, Joe? And it's really a staggered situation where, like, for instance, Jonnu Smith and Durham Smythe, they work on opposite days. They just – and now because two of the other tight ends, Tanner Connor and Jody Fortune, are not working, they're both of them have to work at the same time.
We got two tight ends. We go around. You got just about every position.
Yeah.
But some of them are like they're being like real Savan, careful with the running back
Savan
situation.
And Savan.
Is Ahmed back?
He was, and then he got shut down. And
wow.
That's – he's got a foot issue, and I don't really understand why they took him off PUP, because he practiced for a couple of days and then he went back putting the foot in the boot.
Listen, man, I'm doing the numbers. I know we keep a lot of guys. I don't know where he fits in, man.
Exactly, which is why they should have left him on the PUP to begin with.
You got four guys that nobody's beating out the top four guys. They're just.
So how many are you keeping, though?
I don't know. Well, that's it. You got four guys and a fullback.
You can't keep – everybody's five. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to keep five running backs. Oh, yeah, we're going to keep six wide receivers.
No,
we're going to keep four tight
everybody
ends.
Everybody does that, yeah.
Yeah. Keep 10 offensive linemen. Hey, like, how are you going to keep
some positions? Yeah, some positions got to – and by the way, somebody's got to play on the punt and punt return.
Yeah, special
teams. And KO and kickoff return. And you still need a core of those guys, three or four of those guys that you can trust that are going to make – tackles and, you know, so we'll talk more about that coming up here. We're live at Dolphins training camp. Got a lot of stuff to get to. Got a lot of national news. Well, I'll tell you what, who's leading the charge on injuries and out for the season. We're going to let you know what team got some really, really bad news. And we'll get you caught up with some other, including a big trade that was made yesterday that indirectly affects the Miami Dolphins. Hey, speaking of that, you're the quarterback of your family, the one calling the plays and making things happen. But what if something happens to you? Who's going to protect your blind side? That's where an Indexed Universal Life Insurance, or IUL, comes to save the game. With IUL, you've got the ultimate protection for your blind side. It's more than just a life insurance. It's also about living benefits you get included to keep moving forward if life throws you a little bit of an audible there. Whether it's unexpected health issues like cancer, heart attack, or stroke, or any other financial hit, IUL has you covered. And here's the bonus play. IUL comes with tax-free cash accumulation. Tony Garcia is the man's name. We call him the insurance guy. Has the playbook to keep you and your family safe no matter what life throws your way. Call him now to learn more about this plan that he has. It's a lot more than life insurance and really really has a lot of benefits. 305-798-5832. Make sure you get the protection you need for you and your family. Call Tony Garcia, the insurance guy, 305-798-5832. All right, welcome back here. We are live at Baptist Health Training Complex.
Sun is out, Joe.
Yeah,
sun
man,
is out.
We're getting close. Matter of fact, great picture this morning. I didn't know how to send it because I don't know how to do social media. But I got a great picture standing out on the field with the lights lit up at the stadium. I love that, man.
It's a beautiful.
There's two things in the morning that I like on my drive off the turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
Hard Rock lit up. The guitar is awesome at 3-4 in the morning.
Gotcha.
Doing whatever. I mean, they got all kinds of stuff. Whoever came up with that is the coolest thing. And then the second thing is, those lights are on, you know, an event's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they turn it on. We got a little preseason football game coming up, game two. Dan Quinn, Commanders in town for practice today, as well as Saturday night, Jaden Dan. I always like seeing the new quarterbacks, man. Are you like that? I go down and watch them on the field when a rookie comes in.
I don't know. I don't obsess about it. Like today, I it's a backdrop for me. I want to watch the trenches because this Washington team, they got a good defensive line, and I need this offensive line to show me what they got.
You're saying those two guys from Alabama?
Yeah,
not bad at all.
Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen. Yeah,
yeah. Those are big horses.
I need to see Eichenberg hold his ground, man. I don't want to see him on the ground all damn practice.
So we got a lot of stuff, and we've been obviously a lot of different topics around the team, and Odell Beckham Jr. continues to be. I do like the fact that all of a sudden he got a little active on social media.
Did he?
After
his QB basically said,
after the quarterback goes, I don't know either. Don't ask me. I'd love to throw it to him a little bit.
It's a total mystery to me.
Yeah, it was like, okay, read between the lines on that one. Oh, I didn't call you out. I just was, you know, people asked me, and we need to know, man. You're the number three guy. It's no secret. As soon as we signed you, everybody went, you're the number three guy. You can play inside. You can play outside. We can do a lot of things. If you're close to the Odell Beckham, and again, he's not going to be the Giants' Odell Beckham. He hasn't been that in years, but I see he still does great things. He made a catch against the Dolphins over the back shoulder, going out of bounds down the sideline, and he didn't have a lot of. What did he have? 35 catches or something with the Ravens last year, but the other thing everybody says, man, he's a good teammate, great teammate. The media loved him up there. But all we really care about is it's about production. I saw he made a comment. I don't want people to remember me the way it's been the last few years.
Yes.
Like, hey, man, we don't either. Hey, we all have something in common. On behalf of every Dolphin fan out there, I'm with you. I want to see you closer to the guy that played for the Giants than the guy we've seen. And listen, he's had some injuries, which, you know, nobody wants to be injured, you know, but it's affected him. He has slowed down, obviously. You remember that game he had when he was with the Giants and Eli Manning down here? He had a couple of long plays. The Giants were down here at Hard Rock. He was unbelievable that day. And that was the guy that was – he was the man. He was the wide – he was the guy everybody was talking about.
You know him and Tyreek came into the league at the same time, right?
I did not know that. That's really interesting.
And, you know, Odell was that dude.
Yeah.
Even, you know, and then, you know, Tyreek progressed and became that dude. And it's all about injuries. Well, and my hope is that this isn't some knee issue that's lingered.
I have no idea. I have no idea. But I will tell you, I've been a fan, and not just because he played in the big market. He played in the biggest market and was, you know, the catch that everybody still talks about on Monday Night Football and all those things. The thing about Odell Beckham, he is a route-running mofo. The Odell Beckham run a square-in takeoff, some of the things he can do. So, yeah, like, I'm glad to hear, hey, I don't want – if this year or if I play two or three more years,
yeah.
Omar, he was talking about, I want everybody to see the good Odell Beckham. I don't want him to remember the guy that's played here recently.
Yeah.
And I know he was disappointed with last year. I could tell by – so, and by the way, the team's saying the same thing. Yeah, we'd like to have our third wide receiver back. Then all the discussion about who might be the next guy up, it comes to an end, Odell. If you're out there, everybody gets it. Even if you're not close to the guy that you were when the Giants drafted you. Yeah, man, I've seen it. Seen it up close. He is something, man. He is special. There's no question about it, but you got to see him. And you know what else has happened around here, because I've heard this a lot in the last 2 weeks. Another guy coming down here on the 401k program. And I go, I don't think Odell's that guy.
Ooh. I see what you're saying now.
We've had a couple guys.
He got a little spicy with a fan on Twitter who claimed he was the next Will Fuller. Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I was wondering what you're talking about.
Ooh. Oh, me. Yeah. No, no.
Yeah. He got no. I see
hey,
it
by
now.
The way, I didn't see it. Somebody told me about it last night. Don't give me too much credit because I don't even know how to get to that stuff. But so, yeah. But maybe this motivates him. Hey, maybe he goes, you know what? Next week, friggin' Tampa Bay, I'm going to be out there. And I plan on playing a little bit. So, hey, man, we have a little history here of a couple of guys. I'm not blaming anybody, but guys that maybe the injury was a lot worse than it was, but we had some guys that we signed. We call it the 401k program, where they basically didn't play, collected their money. Some of them built homes with that money down here, built beautiful homes with that money they made. Yeah. I even know where one of those houses is. And it's beautiful. He did a nice job. Nice job. And then the market took off. So it was perfect timing, man. That probably damn near doubled his money on that beautiful neighborhood and that house that he built. So good for him. Hey, yeah, so Omar Kelly's with us. We're live here at camp. We're going to have Pete Prisco on. I tease some of the stories. Omar, J.J. McCarthy, out for the season, 10th overall pick. And I heard Trev talking about this. First quarterback drafted in the first round to miss his entire rookie season. First quarterback drafted in the first round since like 1967 or something. So has anybody been hit harder with death and injury? I mean, they lost one of their top picks, got in a car accident, and died. Got, you know, tragically died in that accident. Minnesota has been hit really really hard. So,
hey, it's part of training camp.
Sam Darnold, you get another shot. Listen.
Now, if I'm Ryan Tannehill, that's a situation where I'm trying to get in the mix. I'm trying to find some work because I can beat out Sam Darnold if I'm Ryan Tannehill.
So then I want to ask you this question. This can be the third time around that he gets to be a starting quarterback.
Who?
Sam Darnold.
Okay, we got Jets. We had Carolina.
Right, then 49ers, he was a backup.
He was a backup, okay.
And they loved him there. They were talking about how good he
was. Okay, they should have resigned
there for
him
a while. Well, they knew that because they got some financial problems trying to sign some guys okay. Right now of their own. But so Sam Darnold, I was wrong about Sam Darnold too, so I'm not a complete fraud. I am a fraud on these shows.
You were a Sam Darnold believer?
I was. When he got drafted, I thought he was going to be good.
Mm.
Stood down there, and I go, I think this guy's got it, man.
I like Baker Mayfield. I was a Baker Mayfield believer.
But Baker's
and
not.
And he's still all right. He's doing
yeah,
all right.
Baker hasn't impaired. I know he's a first overall pick, but Baker's been okay.
That draft class is a very interesting class. You got Baker Mayfield. You had Sam Darnold. You had Josh Rosen.
That class had a little bit of everything.
Lamar Jackson.
So you got two of the best in the business, and then you have
yes,
Josh Allen, the Josh Rosen thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I knew that one was a no go.
Today's not the day, but Arizona. Let's just start with Arizona.
No. Let's start with Miami Dolphins because they should not have traded for him. They should have known better.
Yeah.
Don't waste resources like that.
I'm with you on that. For another day, yes. I'm 100%. Like, why did you think the team was just that bad, and that's why? And then he gets here, and we find out he's a different dude.
Yeah,
But you know,
knew he was a different dude.
Well, I didn't know some of the stuff.
Oh, it was been out there from the draft.
Some of the personal stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, man, that's the other thing is I don't know how you do that. I think we do a better job of it because we've been burned in the past.
No,
I think we do a better job with the psychological and mental stuff. You don't think we do?
Nope. Cam Smith? Nope.
Okay.
They listen.
But I think we got burned bad by Deion Jordan, and we got burned bad by the left tackle, right tackle, whatever he was for Stanford, who's still looking for Richie Incognito right now with a gun. Hey, man, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We are live here this morning. Omar and I just said, hey, man, we're going to be the first ones here for this practice.
Before the sun comes up.
Well, Omar, man, we got here early today. We are ready to go. I'll tell you what, I do have a lot of energy. You know why? Atlantic Men's Clinic. Oh, boy. I had ED and low T. Listen to me like bragging. I had ED and low T. My name is Joe Rose. I'm not proud of it, but the fact is I got rid of it, and I got rid of it quickly. And I do like to share, and I do like talking about. So the owners from Atlantic Men's Clinic goes, man, I said, no. I saw him 2 weeks ago. I said, I had a great, just great response to the program, man, and people like it. Guys are using it. It works. This is what they do, man. Low T and ED. And if you're dealing with low T where you're tired all the time, you find yourself moody, not sleeping well, and probably you have ED if you were to be honest. And by the way, it starts with guys. We're talking about early this morning. It starts when you're like 40 years old. There's a lot of 40-year-olds that are going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. At least I got it in my 60s. But sex drive, gone. All kinds of problems. You're apologizing to your wife. She's making excuses for you. You don't do that. Listen, I don't care what age you are. Don't you want to get a little more out of life? More energy, number one, to have the great workouts you used to have. And don't you want to enjoy your wife or your girlfriend a little bit as well? Well, you can. Atlantic Men's Clinic's got a great program and results real fast. I love telling everybody. Once you schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today, your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Six locations throughout South Florida. Call them, man. The first one's the most important one. 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com for great results fast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.